first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane Meredith Doherty shares a situation of mistaken identity.
I have a confession to make. I am notoriously nearsighted. Too many times I've called out to a familiar face only to realize that no, not who I thought. A particularly memorable example of this occurred years ago while playing in a band at the Seabright Brewery. My husband's brother and young daughter were visiting for the week. The brothers arrived at the brewery separately. The in-laws arrived first and took a booth a fair distance from the band. When my husband arrived, the band was in full force. Feeling frisky and flirtatious, I started making kissy faces at him as he approached the bandstand. My bandmates were giving me curious looks as it became apparent that this was not my husband but someone else. I can only imagine the change in expression on my face as I realized my error. The body double, having been encouraged, approached closer. Of course, all this happened under my brother-in-law's watchful eye. Shortly thereafter, my better half and tiny daughter arrived, sliding into the booth with the in-laws. At the break, I approached him, took him by the hand, and said tersely, "Come with me. I need to straighten this out." As we headed over to Lookalike's table, I apologized profusely while explaining to my mate what had happened, and we all shared a laugh. The event became known as the night I flirted shamelessly with a man not my husband.
Jane Meredith Doherty is a retired mail carrier and a musician living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.